In a situation where you are elected a flag bearer and automatically you happen to win the election in 2018, how will you negotiate your entry into the United States of America upon the belief that you are not opportune to be going there? How much will you want people to understand the significance of that particular assertion?
That is so irrelevant to what we are doing.
Are you sure?
Of course. You only have
this to... This is principle. It's key, retired general.
You are wrong to also make that assertion. I don't
it's,
have
It's coming
to,
from people, not me.
Wait for me to answer you. You've asked the question. Be patient. If you keep interjecting, I wouldn't be able to answer you. And give me time to answer this. I did my first and second degrees in the United States of America, in Washington, D.C., and I have absolutely nothing in terms of offense in the United States, and I've challenged you severally. Bring me a single offense I committed in the United States, and you keep talking about this, but you can't bring it to me. I have a problem with the immigration, which is common with the United States, a difficult immigration problem, which is why I have not been allowed to go there. And sometimes you can have a simple problem, even filling your visa application, if you misstate or state anything that is not correct or they consider to be correct, you will be refused to the United States or any part of the world.
Okay.
That is true. But let me tell you, there are so many leaders around the world who I don't need to go to the United States to lead my country. It is the people of this country who we have to decide. And to be sure, I just want you to know that as and when the people of this country say, I am the leader of this country, the United States will not refuse me visa. We saw what happened in India. If you are only current with international affairs, so many leaders have been banned from going to the United States. Once they won leadership, the present Prime Minister of India was one. Even Nelson Mandela was another. These are, I don't even put myself in the same class as Nelson Mandela. But these are historic problems that have a direct reference to what is happening. And I would have been worried if there is a criminal record against me in the United States. I would have been worried if I did anything wrong. I left there on my volition. When my visa ran out in the United States, when I was there, I decided to apply for asylum at the time when the war was still heavy here. When the war was over, let me tell you the wellspring of this problem. When the war was over, I spoke to President Kabah when he was there, and he said to me, you have to come back. We need all hands on deck. He sent me my diplomatic passport, which had expired at the time, and he said, you have to come. But then I was still an asylee. That means I was being protected by the United States. And because I was an asylee, I was not supposed to come to Sierra Leone. Because when you apply for asylum, it means you are not supposed to go to the country. You are in fear of prosecution and all the other problems. And at the time I applied, this was 1999, we all can attest to what was happening in this country. If I had come, I would have been part of the problem because of my profile.
Okay.
So I refused to come. But I came here on the 17th of April 2003. The United States have a problem with that because I told them the reason why I applied for this status has expired. We have a peace agreement in Sierra Leone. The various factions have been disarmed. We have 17,000 troops, UN troops stationed there. And therefore, the premises upon which I actually applied for this have completely vanished. I don't want to stay anymore. I have to go back to my country.
Okay,
and because I came without their authority, and they think that I had applied wrongly and that I had no fear in the first place. So that is the, if that is the problem, I think I have no problem.
Somebody is trying to say that I have a problem in the United States because I had a problem with my wife. You can talk to my former wife. I've never been to a police station. I've never had a fracas with her that we cause anybody to come. This is all a calculated means to smear my character. And that's why I've challenged you. In the U.S., there's openness. Go there. Go try to find out about me. And if you come out with anything that I was involved in a problem with my wife, bring it out. And I will talk about that.